Here's what's on Allison's timeline now.
All right. Welcome to Monday, everybody.
Hello. Hello, how are you?
A little overcast coming to you from the house, the Al Mart Manor. Sean G, don't you dare laugh at that British accent that Mark just
said. Yeah, mate.
Because it's terrible. Okay, let's get into it. Let's talk about Maryland. It was the first weekend with the stay-at-home order lifted, but we know what this looks like. We're still social distancing, still got the mask on, that kind of thing. And depending on where you live, you are, yes, in phase one, but it's all safer at home. In counties, though, hard hit, like Prince George's County, it is still not open until at least June 1st. This morning, I spoke with the county executive, Angela Alsobrooks, on Fox 5 Morning, and we talked about the racial health disparities that we're seeing with African Americans.
What we know is the coronavirus is particularly harsh to populations that had large numbers of pre-existing medical conditions, which are present because of the health disparities in our county, present because of the disparity in access to healthy foods. You find this, unfortunately, in counties like ours that are majority African American.
We also talked about the financial toll that COVID-19 has taken on Prince George's County.
Yeah, the economic impact has been terrible. It really has. We lost 70,000 jobs in our county, or we've had 70,000 individuals apply for unemployment since March 15. I know part of why that is just so devastating for us is, as you know, Prince George's County is the economic engine for Maryland.
Prince George's County is such a powerhouse. So we're doing the stay at home so that we can make sure we get through this. Montgomery County's second hardest hit, and it also remains closed. No date, though, in Montgomery County on when it might reopen.
Okay.
Yeah. D.C., you know, not reopening until June 8th. That's Mark's birthday.
You know.
Yes. Encouraging news. Some non-essential businesses are reopening in the district. It's a pilot program to figure out how to reopen. But interesting. So we're talking about some toy stores, office supply stores. Huh? I know. Well, these are things, I guess, that you need. You know, you need the office supplies. You need the puzzles for your kids, that kind of stuff.
Can I give you a hint?
Okay.
Office supply stores do have paper towels and toilet paper. You wouldn't think, would you?
Oh,
and
that's
masks.
A little hint. That's a little hint.
Yep.
Also, you know, essential workers, that's what
masks.
We're talking about. And starting today on Metro, that's bus and rails. Also, Uber, you have to have a mask on before you can ride. That's right.
Masks
exactly.
On.
Some of the things that are on my timeline today.
Well, coming up, Ask Allison. Oh, it's always a juicy Ask Allison on the way on WHUR.
Live from Al Mar Meta, it's Allison Seymour and Mark Clark. Social distancing on 96.3 WHUR.